What's up, y'all? This is the Downstream with DVTV. I'm gonna be your host today, Brendan. And first off, we got our man Henry talking about the movie today.
Yo.
I'm gonna be talking about the TV show. Andrew got the album, and then my man James is on the game, the video game.
Yo, what's good, y'all?
Yes, sir. All right, I'm gonna start it off with the TV show. So the TV show that I'm gonna talk about today is called Invincible. You may have heard of it. It's pretty popular recently. I just seen it like a video of it, like a clip of it online. That's how I even found out about it and started watching it. You can stream it on Amazon Prime. Actors of it are Steven Yeun, the guy from like Walking Dead, if you guys know him, Glenn, fair character. Sandra Oh and J.K. Simmons are the main voice actors. It has one season and 8 episodes. And then the season's over already now, but like I'm pretty sure they have a season 2 planned because it like ended off with like a cliffhanger, but it's like it didn't finish it off the story, you know what I mean? And then basically I said like why it's worth your time. Like at first when you first watch it, it just seems like it would be like a regular like kind of young kid getting his superpowers. Like basically his dad's a superhero, and then he doesn't have any powers or anything. And then he turns 17, and then he finally gets his powers, and then it's like basically like him maturing into being a superhero. That's what it seems like at first, but it kind of has like a little twist and like unexpected things that you really just don't expect that makes it like that much better. You know what I mean? Like just surprises you, especially like the end of episode 1. I'm not gonna spoil it, but it's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so basically like it shows like the hardships of it too. Like it's not just like him just being a superhero. Like it's about him, like, experience, like he can't save everyone. Like, he sees people dying and stuff like that. So, it's pretty cool like that. And then, that's pretty much, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it. I want you guys to find out yourself what's it all about. And then, Andrew, can you roll the clip?
Yeah, for Charlene.
All right.
I think Amber's been pretty clear about how she feels. I'm nothing like my dad. I want to be just like you.
I fought to keep this planet safe. Your power's got to be due any day now, son.
Yeah, that was really interesting, man.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Especially like the character development too. Like the dad, he's probably one of my favorite characters. Yeah, dude, like out of the whole thing, his development. Yeah.
I'm trying to watch this show, dude. I didn't realize I had Amazon Prime till like a month ago, and this show is so, it looks so, I heard that it was
dope
and stuff, so I'm trying to check it out.
You should, dude. Yeah, it's only 8 episodes too, so like only you can get eight? It done in like pretty quick. You can get bro, you can watch it in like almost one whole day.
Bro,
I watched it over a course of a couple days just because I didn't have as much time. But if you like one like free day, like you can just watch it in one day if you want.
It's definitely the show to binge, because I remember like I watched this show recently and I just fell in love with it. It had a new take on just like superhero cartoons in general. It's not like how you saw Spider-Man back in the day on DXD or something like that. Nah, it was realistic, and it was enjoyable because of that realism. And like Invincible, just something.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I liked it. Like you said, it's not like just like any other superhero like show. It's different, which I like it.
Yeah, I'm about
to. I need to watch that, dude.
Yeah. I'm about to check that show out.
I think Jacob watches it, bro. I think he was talking about it. I was like, yo, this sounds like a dope.
It is.
It's kind of hard to watch it, though, because it's like Amazon Prime and no one wants to get that, dude.
That's true.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have it because, like, bro, Amazon Prime's worth it, bro. If you get, like, it's like free shipping included, too.
Yeah, despite everybody having, like, old shows and everything, but, like, it has some bangers. It does have some bangers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, and then next we got Henry, right? Boy Henry, you're going to talk about your movie?
Yep. All right. What we're going to be talking about today is my movie. It's called Insidious, and I feel like this movie, this movie is my favorite. Not just this. There's a lot of Insidious movies, and it's a trilogy. It's like it's mixed with another movie called The Conjuring, whatever how y'all want to call it. And it's a horror thriller supernatural based movie, And it's like, I don't know, I love it so much. The story in the movie is so nice, and it's directed by James Wan, and it also, you can watch it on Amazon Prime, you can watch it on Google Play, on YouTube, but you have to like rent and stuff. And then you can also just watch it on illegal and pirated websites too, which is pretty dope. Yeah, and yeah, the story to this movie is really good because like you can't just watch one movie and like understand it. You have to watch the second movie to, you have to watch like all the movies to understand like the whole story basically. So, so like the first movie would like talk about like all this stuff, and then the second movie reveals like what why it happened and like what, like all this stuff, and it's pretty cool. Can you roll the clip?
I see. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna roll the clip.
He's not in a coma. They don't know what to call it.
Wow. Okay.
The movie had a lot, man.
Yeah, had a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like the movie so much.
Yeah, I think I heard of it before.
I have, but I just haven't watched it. But yeah, I think I will.
It has a lot of jump scares, dude. This is one of the movies that scared me a lot. It's crazy.
Who's who are the actors and who's the director of the movie?
James Wan. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And The Conjuring too. Sure. The Insidious and The Conjuring they're both different series, but they're like connected.
It's pretty cool. Also, like set in the same universe. Like,
yeah, wait,
same
which same one's older?
The Insidious is older, but like.
So you watched like that one first?
Yeah, I watched Insidious first, and then I watched The Conjuring. Our Conjuring, yeah.
Okay, for sure. Yeah I think like I'm not really like I don't get scared by scary movies that much. I'm not gonna lie, but I'll test it out.
Yeah. It's dope, bro. Trust me.
Bro, that's me too, Brendan. Like, I don't really vibe with scary movies, bro. I mean, this man, Henry, like, every time we're, like, hanging out or something, this man's like, yo, let's watch Insidious. I'm like, bro.
Let's just chill, bro.
So you get to James. We gotta watch something scary, bro.
Scary, bro. This guy was playing scary games.
Did you like it, James?
Personally, I don't know. I just find it, like, scary movies boring. To be honest, like their plot, it's just like, it just.
Oh yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that
sometimes, like the beginning.
No, yeah, I understand. Like, I understand that. Yeah, that's
like
reasonable.
Scary movie, like
no, not the funny one, kind of scary. I'll check it out.
Remember we watched The Nun?
Those are raw. Dude, I really like those.
I remember we watched The Nun. The Nun is another series of The Conjuring.
I've watched that one.
It was so booty, bro. I was
so
like,
trippy.
Oh my goodness. The Nun is another series. It's a continuous series for The Conjuring. And then we watched it for my birthday, bro. It was so booty cheeks. I was like, bro, what is this?
Yeah,
but like the old movie like Insidious 1, 2, and 3 and like The Conjuring 1 and 2 and 3 is pretty nice. I like those.
All right, for sure.
Hey,
for sure.
When y'all get scared, like are y'all the types of people who just like, you know, like jump out or like have a big reaction, or are y'all the type that, you know, like they're silently scared, like you're scared but you don't do
when
anything?
I get scared, I like jump a little bit, but it's not like crazy.
I'm like the silent.
I barely be getting scared anymore. I used to like it, like you stay in my mind. Like I get scared, like I have dreams, like nightmares and stuff. But now I don't know. I just like
I've never been scared like that either. I've never been scared like that either. Like after the movie, I would think about all this stuff. I watch horror movies because like the jump scares, and the jump scares gets me like hella like adrenaline. That's why I like horror movies so much.
Yeah, that's how it's like for me. Like when I get silent scared, bro, I do jump, but I don't say a word. There's no sound. I like it's just adrenaline pumping, and I'm like, you know, a little stressed.
Yeah,
but it's all right.
Yeah, but the trilogy is crazy. I don't know if y'all we would be into it, but like, so like for an example,
I'll check it out.
For like an example,
me too.
The first movie would like Like, for an example, like, the door's ringing, right? And then they open the door and nothing's out there. And then, but in the second movie, it would, like, explain why the door was rung and like, no one was out there. Because there's, like, in the second movie, it shows, like, someone was there trying to like, get their attention and stuff. It's pretty crazy.
I see.
Yeah. So you have to, like, basically watch all the movies to understand everything.
All right.
Yeah, that's it about my movie and stuff.
For sure. All right. And then next up, we're going to go to my man James, and he's going to talk about his video game.
Yo, what's good, y'all? So I'm about to talk about League of Legends. Y'all probably heard it. It's like probably like one of the biggest games, you feel me? And you can play it on PC. And recently, it's been released on mobile called Wild Rift. So you don't even need a PC to play it. You can just play it on your phone. And it's just like more simplified version. So it's easier and it's just more friendly to the to people. And then, like, maybe later you could hop on the PC version, you feel me?
Mm.
So, like, I started this game like 7th grade. And I know my boy Henry, he be on this stuff, like, he be on it, bro. And then I play with him. And he was raw. He was like our mentor, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just fun. Like, we would just play with our boys. Yeah, we would grind. Like, bro, we would rank, and it's like such a it's hard, you know. Like, you're trying to progress, but it's hard, you know, because there's like, so it's 5 people per team, right? And it's just me and Henry, and we gotta like carry them because these guys, like, they don't know what they're doing, you know. And it's hard sometimes. So it's just like, dang, you know? Alright. So I think this game is worth your time because it allows you to work with your friends in another way, you know? And it just, you could choose a bunch of different champions, like your playstyle, you know? Maybe you want to, like, stay in the back. You want to support your teams. Or maybe you want to, like, engage, like, start the fight, you know? It's just, like, a bunch of different roles. It's done, like, based on your personality, I feel like it's super versatile for, like, what you want to play, you know? And I think that's what's great about it. So, like, you could maybe, like, for the new players out there, if it's, like, man, I don't really want to play games. Like, dude, you could play it on your phone. And you could see how it is. And if you like it, like, you know, maybe you could try the PC version. Because the PC version from the mobile version, it's like much more, it's more complex. And the mobile version is kind of simple, like, it's simple and it's easy. So you can try it out, see what you like, you know? So,
sure, bro.
Yeah, bro. You want to play the clip, Andrew?
Yeah.
And you'd think Bengi would be a little bit nervous about rappelling under turrets. Wolf coming in. Double six, they get the flash from Nagne. Faker comes in. He's got the ult. He's got the kill. Beautiful, beautiful Faker game from SKT.
Dodged that petrifying gaze so beautifully, I almost couldn't see it.
Dude, like, this man Faker, this man Faker is like a legend. Mm. He is the legend of League of Legends. Yeah, like, everybody knows this dude, bro. Like, what he just did there is like, oh my god. It was like, it's history, basically. It's like, this video is dedicated to his plays. Like, how crazy is that, you know? And, like, for someone to just, like, bro, I remember he was pretty young. He was, like, 16, 17, and he debuted. And he just crushed it. And he just made history. And this is inspiring. Like, this dude, he made me want to play. So there's roles in the game, right? And there's this role called mid lane. And this is why I want to play mid lane. Like, I'm trying to be like this dude. You feel me? Because, like, it's just crazy.
It's cool.
And then, like, so you can play with this game with 5 people. And you could just have fun the whole day. I remember I started this game. Like, bro, me and my cousin, we would play this game like 20 games a day. It was crazy, bro. Sheesh. Like, it was insane. Like, it was kind of like, it was crazy.
How long does, like, each game last?
So each game, like, average probably like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get absorbed. I remember, so Mr. Olf, he actually played a game with us. It was like me, Henry, Alex. And I think that was me, Henry, Alex. And then we were just, We were just playing. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, yo, y'all could try it out too. Man, I could help y'all too if y'all trying to play it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've seen the gameplay. It's just never really been my type of game, but I'll give it a try, I guess.
To be honest, guys, I respect it, dude. If you guys don't want to get a brain aneurysm or like all of the stuff, bro, get like a headache and stuff, don't play this game, bro. This game, literally, I played before James and it hurts my head every single day, every time we queue up for any rank competitive or just even not even a rank game, just a normal like game, just a normal game. We don't even play competitively. We just hurts my head because it's crazy. And like the community is both like terrible and good because like everyone, you could meet up with toxic players and all that stuff, but like that's just how games is, you know. That's just how games are. And like I remember
that's like every game.
Yeah, I remember like me and James would like stay up all night and like wake up at like 6 a.m. just to play a game to rank up, bro. That thing was like the worst thing, like the worst choice I've ever done in my life, dude. I've never
seen it. You know the worst feeling? Okay, so we would rank, right? So there's a ranking system, and then you would have to go up, right? But we would play the whole day, and then we would rank up, and then by the end of the day, we would rank back down. And it was just a waste of time. We would end up at the same place. And then we were just like, bro, what are we doing, bro? It's just tough. Bro. It's like it's hard sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. You're like,
I bet, dude. It looks pretty complicated.
It's pretty complicated. There's a lot of like factors and stuff. Yeah, dude. But overall, I think it's a really good game if you want to just want to have some fun, you know, with your friends. It's a good game.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. And then, yep. And then, last but not least, we got my boy Andrew, and he's gonna be talking about the album. So go ahead, Andrew. Take it away, my man.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Andrew. You feel me? Yeah. So the album I'm going to be talking about today is FYE, Part 1 and 2, or as people would call it, F Your Expectations, Part 1 and 2. The album, both albums came from the same artist group known as AG Club, a.k.a. Avant-Garde Club, and they are what they claim to be as a genreless music group. However, their songs have a very fresh take on rap and hip-hop. They're Bay Area based, specifically coming from Antioch, California. And in fact, their founding members, Jody Fontaine and Baby Boy, alongside their editor / director, Manny, are all alumni of DV's very own DVTV. Currently, they hold a monthly listener count of over 1.15 mil on Spotify and have collaborated with the likes of ASAP Ferg, NLE Choppa, Sam Truth, Red Veil, and recently, Ice Cold Bishop. DV students, y'all better keep a lookout for this group as they make their way towards the head of the industry and pave the way for other Antioch-based artists to follow, especially those from DV. So yeah, have y'all like heard of the music group called AG Club around Antioch?
Yeah, we did. No,
yeah,
I knew AG Club when they first came out because like of DVTV and stuff. Because I remember
I know Jahan and Manny were in DVTV.
I don't know them personally, but like they went to Deer Valley, and then I heard like all the stuff about them when they first came out, like especially that one song, Memphis.
Memphis? Yeah.
When they came out with Memphis, that was when like that's their big single. That was like a big hit.
And then they made
that remix with like
ASAP Ferg.
That song was really nice. I like that song.
Yeah, man. Like I came on to this scene a little bit late. I think it was towards the end of 2019, start of 2020. That's when I like discovered the group as an up and coming thing. It was mainly through my cousin where I stumbled upon them, and then I really rocked heavy with them once Memphis came out, and I've just been hyped for them just like since then on, right? And so I rock really heavy with that group even currently. Like I'm loving their new music. It's something like I wake up to every day and just like I listen to AG daily. Doesn't even matter. FYE Part 1 and 2, doesn't even matter. It could be their old stuff, doesn't even matter. I just listen to anything FYE or anything AG in general daily. But yeah, going back to the song though, or the album, sorry. The albums were both released 2021, and you can like stream them on Apple Music, Spotify, and pretty much any music service. The mood or vibe that they give off is just hype. Like, honestly, they're such, like, since they're a genreless music group, they have such a diverse range of what they can do with their music and what they actually do with their music, right? But regardless, like, once you start listening to some music, it's just gonna, like, it's just gonna get you hype. I'm not even really sure how to explain their stuff in general, but how it makes me feel is just hype all the time, right? And yeah, why is it worth your time? Like, honestly, it's the type of music that's just great for any given point in time. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. The songs on these albums will hype you up no matter what. My personal favorites from these great works have been You Good Bruh and A Be Curious, both featuring Sam Truth. Truth featuring Sam Truth and Red Veil. NoHo featuring Ice Cold Bishop. Columbia and Jabbar's House, all of which, oh, those are from part one of the album. And then there's YouTube's MP3, I Know, NBA Youngboy, and Goyaki, all of which are from part two of the album. So when y'all can, be sure to give it a listen ASAP and let us know what you think later. Anyways, yeah, for now, let's enjoy you know, this little snippet from the first album. The song I'm about to play right now is called Jabbar's House.
For sure, bro.
Breathing in, breathing out.
Yeah, so as y'all could see, like, that was in the rap section of it, but that was basically, like, you know, all the other stuff they do, man. It was just like, it's, I'm showing this snippet because I want y'all to actually go experience the real stuff on your own. Like, but I hope this really had y'all, you know, hooked into what they got, and just, yeah, just, you know, go listen to the music later. It's really worth it.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
And oh, yeah. I've listened to
the first album, the full first album, and then I haven't listened to the full second one. I think I listened to, like, parts of it, but I need to, like, really, like, sit down and listen to it again, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's cool. I love AG Club, dude.
Yeah, man.
Representing, you know?
Oh, going back to their members, though, yeah, I don't know, like, any of them personally, but I actually have witnessed, or, like, saw Jahan on campus before. And then, like, when I saw him, you know, on, like, him and his music group, like, it came back to me, like, oh, actually, I've seen these guys before, right? But, yeah, it was just, I wish I was, like, you know, able to get to know him and stuff, but I'm glad to even, like, witness him in person.
Yeah. I know, bro, that's crazy. Like people, like, you see, and they're, like, up there, like, they're famous. That's, like, yeah, such a crazy, crazy fact, you know, like.
Yeah, that's how my cousin feels, because he was actually in the same year as them and still, like, talks about them to this day.
It's dope,
bro. That's dope, man. Yeah, it's good to see them make
it. I saw their DVTV video, their parody of Gummy by Brockhampton. That song is really good. That, like, the song by Brockhampton was dope, but then I watched their parody, and it was actually pretty nice. And it was,
they,
like,
made a parody for, yeah, that song. Y'all gonna have to go check that out, right?
Yeah,
man, James and Henry were bumping.
Yeah, then me and James had to do a DVTV like assignment. We had to look throughout, like, all music DV, like, music stuff in DVTV, and then we, like, stumbled upon that one of the singers in the group. I forgot his name.
Yeah, Jahan.
It was Jahan.
No. Isn't it the other guy? What's it? Mick Anthony. Nah. Are we talking about him?
I'm not sure.
No, he's talking about Jahan.
Oh, Jahan, for real? Okay.
Yeah.
Probably. He was, like, singing. And then he was a singer of the group. He was singing in Memphis. He sang in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Jahan.
Yeah. I heard his rap of Gummy Bear. It was called Gummy Bears in DVTV, if you look it up. And it's, like, I was listening to it, and it was pretty nice, pretty catchy.
That was fire. All right. You think you got it? All right. So thank you for tuning into our podcast. Make sure to tune in next week, where we will have group 4 be doing the podcast. Mm. And then we out. Group 3 is out.
Yeah.
Catch y'all later, bro.
Catch y'all later.
Yeah, peace, y'all. Peace.
Sir.